about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, I hear many people listen to my show because they want to hear the latest research. You know, what are our researchers doing in Yale? What are they doing in Harvard? Well, this is a fascinating study. You guys want to know what our Harvard researchers are doing? Apparently, a Harvard University data study has shown that September 16th is the most common birthday in the United States. So those of you whose birthday is September 16th, most common day. It makes you wonder if people have a lot of sex during Christmas break or New Year's. All right. But researchers at Harvard have discovered the least common birthday. Now hold on to your seats for this one. It's February 29th. Guess February 29th only happens once every 4 years because it's leap year. And Harvard researchers have concluded that is the least, or not even concluded, they actually had to do research to figure this out, have found that is the least common. You know, I am so glad we have these minds working 24/7 like they do. I don't know where our world would be going. All right. So anyway, they have made a graph called a heat graph, which corresponds to the number of births on any given day from light to dark squares. My birthday is June 16th. It's kind of medium. All right. When you look at this graph, and I believe I have this on my Facebook fan page if you want to, you know, test yourself. Donovan, when's your birthday? He's going to type it in. I'll see where Donovan's birthday is. I hope it's on February 29th. Now, Christmas. December 25th, apparently, is also a least common birthday. People don't like it. I have a lot of patients whose birthday's on Christmas. But the fact that September 16th, you know, is... it's interesting because I'm looking at this, and you see July, August, September, the darkest in terms of birthdays. Well, that's probably because October, November, December, things start getting cold. Things start getting a little crisp in terms of the weather, right? You got eggnog. You got Thanksgiving. You got Halloween. Ooh, that's so spooky. I'm scared. Hold me. Yeah, so I could see that. Now, I gave birth in February and October. I didn't care what the weather was. All right, if we wanted to populate, we decided to populate. Okay, so I guess this is nice. I guess now they say, you know, you could use this graph to know when many people are having sex. I don't think I really want to know. It's interesting, though. It looks like January, not a very common month for birthdays. That probably is the least common month. But I got to tell you, it is definitely June, July, August, September, very rich. All right. Now, is it also because, you know, vacation time? Who knows? Maybe in January. I remember I always had to do my CME. CME then because January was kind of a lull at the office. And many of these places that were fun and along a beach wouldn't have it in the summer. They'd have it in the winter. So January was a slow time for us. So that's when we'd leave. But I don't think that has anything to do with it. I don't think you could really keep your legs held tightly together and hope you could hold your baby until the summer. But, it's nice to know. So good. That was some groundbreaking research there from Harvard. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-A-D. I can't even spell. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot to talk about. We're saying goodbye to Donna Summer, who had passed at age 63 years old of lung cancer. Many people didn't realize it, but she had felt that her lung cancer was caused by the toxic dust from September 11th. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how good cholesterol, which I keep harping about, and HDL and how wonderful it is. Well, study today said, not so good after all. So another study makes Dr. Dahlia look stupid. So we'll talk about that. Like a study needs to be done. Apparently, New Jersey residents, a town in New Jersey called Toms River, New Jersey, residents are getting green water coming out of their tap, and they're being told it's safe. No worries. No big whoop. So, it's like green tea, green color. Pea color, like green pea color. We'll talk about that. There's also a study that came out saying women will not progress. We talked a little bit about this in the previous hour. Women will not progress in their jobs if they talk too much. Women should probably keep quiet. Actually, the report said shut up. And men, though, should still be talkative because a quiet woman can do as well as a talkative man. I don't know how we all feel about this. And I never got to talk about the pedicure fish. I really wanted to talk to you all about the pedicure fish. All right, so as you can see, very, very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, a little bit more news on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call for your medical questions, your comments. Even if you want to tell me you love the show, I'll take it. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook on the Facebook fan page. Now, all right, a few years back, we had actually talked about these fish pedicures where you have these, I got to look up the name, Gararufa fish. I'm not too familiar with the species, but anyway, these tiny fish eat the dead skin off customers' feet. Well, the CDC now is trying to tell everybody to stop because these quote-unquote doctor fish, they call them, carry bacteria and can transmit serious infections. Apparently, you dump these fish into the water. You put your feet into the... I wish I could put my elbows into them. Anyway, and it's supposed to... they're supposed to debride, just like maggots do, debride your dead skin. Why don't they use maggots? Anyway, CDC has published a report for the Center of Environment, Fisheries, and Aquaculture Science in the UK that studies kinds of bacteria carried out by the Gararufa. They say there are limited types of information of the bacteria. Why don't you just take a Gararufa fish and swab his mouth? But they say because of the water and mixing with the fish, you have a breeding ground for bacteria. Hence, once they do eat through the dead skin, now that you have some openings or little tiniest cut from an overzealous fish, now you could possibly get an infection. These salons appear to be all over the place. I've never seen one. Where I go, you know, I take off my socks, I stick my foot in the water, pieces of sock float, and anything else that was under my nail over the past 3-4 months, and I get them clean. No fish. I don't go to Marineland, I don't go to SeaWorld, I just go get my feet done. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival?
Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. A big shout-out to Freeze Dry Guy. I love his products. Please check out his website at freezedryguy.com. Need to be prepared. Well, we were talking about fish. And we're talking about fish pedicures, but it looks like Korean shellfish now. There's a warning put out. Apparently, U.S. is curbing shellfish imports from South Korea after food safety regulators have found feces. not fish feces, too. They say food safety regulators determined that inadequate sanitation may have exposed oysters, mussels, clams, and scallops to human fecal waste. I don't know. I don't know. If I saw an oyster in my toilet, I wouldn't go to the bathroom. I'd probably pick the oyster out. I'd look for a pearl, and then I'd probably go. The FDA removed Korean shippers from its certified shellfish list on May 1. Apparently, a spokesman said, I'm reading this. The FDA cited risks from water and land-based pollution and said any imports from the nation prior to this month shouldn't be sold or consumed. Because there was some contamination with human feces, it could carry the norovirus. Norovirus, we talk about that on cruise ships. And remember there was a girl who had one of those reusable shopping bags and it was sitting in her bathroom and she had diarrhea one day. And so possibly there was some airborne splash and there were cookies in the reusable shopping bag that was sitting in the bathroom. And so when they passed around the cookies to all the, I forget if it was gymnasts or swimmers, everybody grabbed the bag, ate cookies, had some of the possible feces sediments, even though you couldn't see it, it was microscopic, and ended up getting sicker with norovirus. Okay. Norovirus causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. Now, no illnesses from the consumption of the Korean shellfish have been reported this year. All right. Apparently, they say Korean shellfish represents a small amount of the shellfish that is sold in the U.S. Korean molluscan shellfish, they said, that entered the U.S. prior to May 1, and any product made with Korean molluscan shellfish are considered adulterated. Whew. I would hate to see what an oyster does when it adulterates. Anyway, okay, so they just want to make sure. Isn't there a town in Seattle? There's supposed to be a lake in Seattle where sewage has been spilling into it and people don't know. I got to look that up. I heard about that today. There's a lake in Seattle where, for some reason, something messed up with the piping. And humans, the sewage is, yeah, going into the lake. That's why whenever you guys swim in a lake, don't drink the water. Don't open your mouths. Close your mouths. Okay? I guess they're looking for volunteers in Canada for tsunami debris cleanup, but I guess they don't know what to do with it. Apparently, debris from the Japanese tsunami is starting to now wash up on the West Coast, and I'm sure it's hitting the America also. The Vancouver Aquarium and the World Wildlife Fund are teaming up to recruit volunteers to pick up anything from bottles, plastics, fishing paraphernalia, appliances, and I guess any human feces that might be around. Now, apparently in recent months, some of the first debris that drifted across the Pacific has triggered international interest. Apparently there was a container with a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. A container with a motorcycle? That's a big container. Volleyballs. Oh, I see. They're probably saying container like a big, yeah, crate. Volleyballs. Wilson! Let me see. A vessel that was sunk by the Coast Guard. What else is going on? Okay, the only thing is, again, they aren't too sure about any radioactive material, so they aren't too sure what they do with the debris, but we're getting the debris. So, yeah. I know. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there fishing and picking this stuff up and trying to keep it and then selling it on eBay. You know, trying to glorify the whole situation and capitalize on it. Yeah, this is a box of tampons from Japan. Oh, I'll pay $200 for it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Speaking of disasters, we were talking about the September 11th disaster, tragedy and attacks in the previous hour because Donna Summer, who had passed at the young age of 63 of lung cancer, had always felt she had received her lung cancer from the toxic dust that had occurred from the collapsing towers on September 11th. During the attack, apparently she was extremely distressed, extremely depressed, as we all were, and just locked herself up in her Manhattan flat. And from what we understand, you know, didn't go out much, but she was there during that time. Later acquires lung cancer and had always felt that there was some sort of a link. Now, there have been already 55 deaths of people who were first responders at the time. They can't tell if it was because of the toxic dust cancer. They can't tell if they had already been predisposed to something prior. But we have 75 after-the-fact cases of people with cancer that they believe could have been from the exposure to the toxic dust. You know, people always ask, what was in it? Well, asbestos, you know, you had glass fibers, you had cement particles, lead, dust, everything. Not to mention everything that fell. Oh, I don't want to go into it. It's horrible event, and it's a hard topic to talk about. But we lost Donna Summer, whether it was from the toxic dust or not. She was an icon. Many of us, and I would say all of us, have sung a Donna Summer song at one point or another in the shower. Right, it's hard for the money, and men too, right? Men sung it too. I know they did. Men love Donna Summer songs. So I know y'all are trying to pretend like I don't listen to Donna Summer. I didn't sing. Yes, you did. Okay, 70s and 80s music were definitely probably one of the, I think some of the best decades of music. 80s especially. I like 50s too. But Donna Summer was a part of that. We'll miss her. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't want to talk about the John Travolta case. It's frustrating because the John Travolta issue is, being distributed by regular media, but it just seems so sensationalized that I don't want to be putting a sensationalized, a story here on a regular medical show, but it's frustrating because news keeps coming out. And I guess if you have so many people jumping on the bandwagon, and I don't know how you protect yourself from this. I don't know. Some of you may think he's guilty of sexual assault and hitting on people, and some of you don't. I mean, I'm really surprised Gloria Allred is on the case. I mean, I thought she doesn't take cases like this that could be flimsy, but we don't know. I guess the latest was saying, John, this is ridiculous. I don't even want to bring it up. But remember Grease co-star Jeff Conaway, who had passed recently at the age of 60? They're now saying John Travolta tried to give Jeff Conaway some sort of oral sexual act, which I think is the absolute most stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's just, I don't understand why this is in the media front. And we're probably going to be hearing more of this. Unfortunately, I don't think I want to know. All right, let the family just go on their merry way. But you're going to hear more about it. And it's frustrating, especially when they bring up people that passed. I don't want to hear this. So, also a story that's going to, as the days progress, we're going to get more and more pieces of information, as I guess, with the Trayvon Martin shooting and the George Zimmerman case, more of the medical records are going to be released. And as we get them, I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time with them. Just as we get piece by piece, we will report them to you so you can just stay abreast of what's going on. We talked a little bit about the latest where they say Trayvon Martin was killed by a single shot fired from intermediate range. I think the latest was it was at an 18-feet range. They also had said Trayvon Martin had some cuts, abrasions under his knuckle. Now they're saying there was traces of marijuana found in Trayvon Martin's body and urine. We're going to be getting pieces of more pieces as we go. More medical history is being revealed with George Zimmerman. I don't think any more since yesterday, the cuts and the bruises and the broken nose that they've revealed. But as they go through 300 pages of evidence, they say, and I guess 67 CDs of expert witness testimony, they will be giving us pieces, and we'll go through it. All right, guys, for those who join us, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, we're going to be coming up on break. There's a study that has really upset many of us in the medical field because we really don't want to start explaining this now, where HDL, the good cholesterol, has been found maybe not to be all that good. And we have been griping about how LDL is bad and how we need to get our HDL, the good cholesterol, high. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about what is the good cholesterol, why I still think it being high helps, what this new research study shows, and why I am absolutely exhausted with talking about things on air just to have a stupid study come out making me look stupid. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about this study that came out today discussing how HDL cholesterol may not be as good as everybody touts. And here's the thing. People always ask me, Dahlia, I don't get this whole HDL good cholesterol. How could cholesterol be good? So just to help you all conceptualize this, I look at HDL as a little Pac-Man. It's a cross between a Pac-Man. This is how I look at it. I have to look at things like this. All of us doctors, we don't think like rocket scientists do. All right, we conceptualize these things with cartoons, with colors, you know, and this is how I conceptualize good HDL. I think of a Pac-Man and those bubble cleaners. I'm trying to think of the commercial where the mother would spray the tub with a cleaner, and all of a sudden, all these white little cartoon, it was solid white, and then with bubbles, and as they would dance around the bathtub, it would clean as it goes, and you'd see the shine. Okay, so I conceptualize HDL as a Pac-Man with the bubbles at its feet. Okay, and the reason why I do that is HDL, from what I understood when I was trained, is kind of like a scavenger. It goes around and removes the LDL, the bad cholesterol. So your HDL, like a Pac-Man, goes around, finds the bad LDL cholesterol. It reduces it. It'll reuse it. It'll recycle it. transport it to the liver, kicks it, I don't know. Right, but it basically, from what I understand, picks it up, takes it to the liver, such that it could be used, recycled, etc. But I also learned that HDL has a cleaning mechanism to it, hence the bubbles, where it kind of acts like a maintenance crew to endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels. And so we were taught that HDL could possibly decrease plaquing of the arteries, keep it clean, right? Keep it healthy. Now, I don't know how they saw this. I mean, there's no way to see this. I don't know how they deduced it, but for the most part, we had seen that people with high HDLs did well. People with low HDLs didn't, which is why when I say on my show, you either got it or you don't, I mean it. Now, what's a good HDL if you're over 60? If your HDL is over 60, that's pretty darn good. If it's under 40, it's low. Now, I know that changed in the past few years. I know many of you, when I first started going on the air, I was saying, look, you got to be above 40. Well, they changed it. Now they're saying above 60. They always do that. This way, that's why I don't like to play my old archives, because medicine is so different year after year. People are going to say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia said my HDL only has to be above 40. All right, well, it changed to 60, but today it changes again. The good HDL now, they're saying, is no big thing. Right? Apparently, researchers in this study said HDL cholesterol does not boost your heart health. And those of us doctors looking at this are going, what? Are you kidding me? I'm exhausted by this whole HDL, LDL cholesterol thing. Why can't we just simplify it and move on? No, now they have to complicate things by saying, HDL may not be as good as we all believe it to be. So apparently, this is the study. They looked at genes of 170,000 individuals who barely fit into them. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so they looked at genes about 170,000 people looking for variations in DNA that earlier research showed naturally raise HDL levels in those who possess these variations. So they look at that people who had these variations of DNA that should help HDL. After looking for these 15 genetic variations called single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNPs, or SNPs, in the participants, the researchers discovered that none of these variations really reduced their risks of having a heart attack. So you either got it or you don't is proven wrong by this, they say. Because if a person's got it and has these variations in DNA, that'll naturally boost their HDL, and none of these people really had reduced their risk for heart attack, then it wasn't that big a deal to begin with. They say, for example, carriers of one such SNP called protein coding change in the endothelial lipase gene have HDLs that are naturally 10% higher than most people. So you would think if somebody had 10% more HDL, that would protect or reduce their heart attack by a percentage. But the study found no. They had the same risk as non-carriers of the single nucleotide polymorphism. You get it? So whether you have the SNP or not, you're SNPed. Okay. All right. So SNP, SNP. So, okay, what do we do with this study? I don't know, because I really don't understand it. Okay. Who cares about the polymorphisms? And I tell you why I don't understand the study. Because every single one of my patients who has an HDL above 70 never has heart disease. Knock on wood. I have patients with HDLs of 80, of 90, of 100, of 110. They don't have heart problems. I've never seen a heart attack in the history of my medical career. Student, intern, ER doc, family doc, radio host who had an HDL that was higher than 70 that had a heart attack. So as far as I'm concerned, study or no study, to me, that's some proof. Now, have I seen people with heart attacks whose HDL was as low as 20? Yes. Yep, I have. But I've also seen people whose HDLs are low not have heart attacks. Again, they'd probably still have to be my patient for a while for me to eventually see that. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Now, when people say, well, I'm going to eat X amount of fatty food so I can increase my HDL cholesterol, I don't tell people to do that. Fish oil, we know fish oils and people that eat fish have better memory, have better moods, have more cardiovascular protection. So I'm for that. But, you know, I don't know if we're going to be at a point where they're going to say, look, we've developed an HDL pill. Take it. They tried it. Remember, they were working on a pill that was HDL, and we were all excited. We're like, I don't even care if they can't come up with an oral formulation. I'll take a suppository. Just give me the HDL, because HDL appears to be protective. The study failed, and I don't know if they've resumed or if any other pharmaceutical company has been working on this. Don't expect anybody else to work on it other than a pharmaceutical company, because a pharmaceutical company would be the only one to make money off of it. So, of course, they're going to be the ones that all have to do the study. So what I tell you people is, with this new report that HDL, or the good cholesterol, may not be, quote unquote, good, may have no effect, just take it with a grain of salt. You know, maybe this study is helpful in terms of if somebody does want to try to make an HDL pill. It would be exhaustive in nature and possibly not, you know, very beneficial. But for those of you that have good HDLs, I wouldn't panic. For those of you that don't have good HDLs and want to try to change your diet, right, eating vegetables, eating healthy fish, and not eating fried foods and exercising, I would not throw that idea out the window based on this study. I would say go ahead with your plan of action and exercise, eat well, vegetables, fiber, etc. Okay? You know, because I know I'm going to be getting a call from one of my family members going, Dahlia, you see, did you see what the article said? We don't have to try to get our HDLs up. I'm going to watch some TV and eating my bucket of chicken wings. No, not happening. Now, what has been shown to increase HDL? Aerobic exercise, absolutely, 30 to 60 minutes a day. They say keeping a healthy weight does help improve the way your HDL works. That's what they say. And don't smoke. Smoking lowers your HDL. And I have seen people's HDL rise when they quit smoking. That's probably one of the coolest things. And see, what bothers me about the study is I have a couple people where I want to show them their HDL rise because they're quitting smoking. And if they see this stupid article, they're going to be like, I don't have to quit smoking. I'm going to be like, no. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just some quick headlines here. A paralyzed woman is able to remove a robotic arm, right, and actually serve herself coffee for the first time in 15 years. She had apparently sustained a brainstem stroke. Now, using this type of engineering, which blows my mind how this works, she was able to reach out with a robotic arm. She thought of using her own hand, which is the way she was able to control this quote-unquote robotic arm, and was able to pick up a thermos of coffee, brought it close to her, tilted it toward herself, sipped coffee from a straw. It was the first time in nearly 15 years that she had been able to pick up anything and be able to drink anything from her own volition. This is just absolutely phenomenal. John Donahue, the neuroscientist who pioneered the BrainGate implant, has seen the tech advance from participants being able to perform simple cursor commands on a computer monitor, actual 3D movement, and dexterity commands in space. I love this stuff. This is Star Trek cool. This is absolutely cool. They say this work is a critical step toward realizing the long-term goal of creating a neurotechnology that will restore movement, control, and independence to people with paralysis or limb loss. I wish I could robotically control my bladder. Honestly, I can't stand the fact that I can't sit through a movie. It was so hard to sit through Avengers. I didn't want to miss a bit of Avengers, but I had to get up to go to the bathroom. I wish I could robotically control that. But this is absolutely amazing. I'm so happy for her. just wonderful. Also in news, I guess a little Michigan boy bit into an Arby's Jr. Sandwich and I guess pulled out a finger. What had happened is I guess one of the employees had been working on the meat slicer, cut part of her finger off, left to go to the hospital without notifying anybody, which is kind of odd because you'd think if it was workman's comp, she would, especially if she was leaving her post. They may be claiming that she didn't tell anybody. And she went to the hospital to get treated. Meanwhile, the boy who had picked this up, I guess the food from a drive-thru, and mom practically vomited. And now they're thinking about suing. All right, so that's what's going on there. I like Arby's. I don't have a problem. My brother works for Arby's. He's a manager. I believe a district manager of Arby's in Omaha. This happened in Michigan. Now, this is what had happened under my brother's watch, I'll tell you that. Also in news today, I guess the birther issue with Obama has come back into light. I guess a 1991 pamphlet, which was offering a biography of then Harvard Law grad Barack Obama as an author, had said, in quote, Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. Then it goes on to say he's the son of an American anthropologist and a Kenyan finance minister. So I guess back in 1991, his publicist, Miriam Goderich, I guess, had written the bio. She says, oops, I didn't do fact-checking, so it was my fault. Everyone's claiming this is why the birther issue came to play 4 years ago. Other people are going, what are you talking about? You know, and other people are asking, how do you just randomly pick a country that somebody was born? I say, what do I say? I say, who cares? Okay, we're hopefully at the end of his presidency, I was going to say pregnancy, let's move on. We got the economy, we got health care, we have national security, we have bigger things to talk about. This was extremely important in the beginning of his presidency because we didn't want a president who possibly wasn't American born. Now, going back and forth with this, I think it's just going to waste time, waste energy, waste money. Let's move on. All right. Now, moving on, there was a study today that came out, which is kind of interesting. I know many people think this is just kind of a fluff piece, but I've always known this. I think many of us have always known this. And it's interesting when it, you know, comes out in the media. They said a study was done out of Yale that said if women want to get ahead in their careers, they need to shut up. Quit talking. Like Dr. Dahlia, shut up. Uh-uh, not going to happen. I don't mind. I'll be at the bottom of the pool. That's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to stop talking. But they say women looking to get ahead should probably keep quiet. Men who want to succeed should keep talking. In this study, they found that women who were quieter did as well as the talkative men. Then it went to men who were quiet and then women who were talkative. Now, why is that? Researchers at the Yale School of Management explained that chatty women are often seen as a nag who is domineering and presumptuous when they talk too much, and that women looking to get ahead should hold their tongue. Now, I know many of you are like, this is stupid, I'm not doing it, and don't. Nobody should change the way they do things at work, but I'm going to tell you, I agree with it 100%. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I've lived through this myself. When I was younger, not only was I told, literally, but I had learned in all the different jobs I've held, whether it was waiting tables, whether it was working in a lab, whether it was teaching, I had learned that when you do work with certain people, even if it's a male employer or female employer, you have X amount of things you could say. You have X amount of opportunities you have with your supervisors, with your bosses, with your superior officers, and choose wisely what you say. If you waste time talking about what happened on Melrose Place or 90210, then you are going to lose their attention when you have something important to say. Now, personally, to me, Melrose Place was important. There was a lot going on with Michael at the time. You know, I was like, oh, no. But anyway, and Sydney, I was really upset with that relationship. But I learned very quickly that I only have X amount of opportunities, a very finite amount of opportunities to say what I need to say. Yet, my male students, co-workers and students, et cetera, no. They could talk sports without a problem. And again, I just didn't have a problem with that. I just, you know, I learned from the other women in my family. I knew I would have a disadvantage because I was a very boisterous, noisy, opinionated, and I don't want to didn't say I was opinionated. It just, I wanted to participate a lot. All right. I never wanted to just kind of hide in the shadows and be sleek and go, you know, and hide under the radar. Even when I would sneak into the back of medical school class after being late and try to hide in the back of the class to lay low, I still would shout out answers from the back of the class. Of course, all my male friends were telling me to shut up, but I didn't want to. You know, I just, it's not me. I could start my day trying to be under the radar, but it doesn't happen. I'm going to finish the day loud and proud. And that's just what I do. But I have to admit, still in this day and age, and it's not a we're not crying discrimination or anything, and I don't think any of us should be losing our womanhood if we agree with this. You know, I should still be able to have my PMS rights if I want to, but I have to call it like it is. I noticed that I only had X amount of opportunities to speak when I was around men. Period. You know, and if you notice, even in radio, you know, you don't really have a lot of women in radio. You know, it takes a special type of woman to be able to capture an audience. If I, like I talked in the earlier hour, if I talk like this, and I was telling y'all about the news, and to be checking your prostate, and make sure you're checking your prostate every time you see the doctor, you all probably wouldn't listen to me. How long do you think that would last? Some of you probably shut off the radio, as it is. Right? And yes, I know, we always talk about the GPS. Right, I know everybody is in love with the British GPS woman. My husband is too. Please stop for a spot of tea at the next exit. In 100 meters, turn right. And my husband doesn't even know what a meter is. I'm like, why are we listening to this British woman? British is a whole different thing. And I got to tell you something. They have to do a study. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it's a British woman, they would probably be listened to more than a regular American accent versus a Southern accent. Mark my words, if they do that study, honestly. So that'll be interesting. I was also told of this study when I was younger, and I've talked about this with you all, where they did a study on women, blonde versus brunettes, glasses or no glasses. And they said the brunette with glasses had a much better time getting the job than the blonde without glasses. So you had the brunette with glasses, then you had a brunette without glasses. Blonde with glasses, blonde. That's how it went. I was blonde without glasses when I was in school. I still made it. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home, and we'll be back tomorrow. 1-877 Doc Sally.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the ultimate CardioFX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the CardioFX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.